The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 46th message in a series of 52 that I've been bringing you. And I've had a good time so far, and I hope in the remaining messages the Lord will help me. I've had a personal stimulation, been some repetition, because it's not easy to bring these messages without repeating certain things, but we've tried to underscore what ought to be underscored. We've tried to emphasize what God would have us emphasize. And we've endeavored to show you that the Bible is your guidebook. Your feelings are not to guide you. Any man that follows his feelings will sometime get in trouble. You're not to do what you feel like doing unless what you feel like doing is in line with the Word of God. Now, that's sensible. If what you feel like doing is in line with the Word of God, then go ahead. I've had people come to me sometime and say, I feel like I'm all right. Well, the devil wouldn't mind you feeling like you're all right if he can keep you wrong. And a man may feel like he's all right and be all wrong. Now, feeling is not the root. It's the fruit of faith, not the root of it. Now, a man's faith may give him the right kind of feeling and may give him a sense of assurance. But your sense of assurance is not based on your feelings. It's based on what the Word of God says about your feelings. You must check your feelings with the Word of God. Now, is your feeling in line with the Word of God? Why, I talked to many a man, and he'd say to me, you know, I feel like I'm all right. I feel like I'm all right. I don't think I need to be converted. Well, you know, he may have been past feeling. You know, we read about that in the Bible. Some people get past feeling. They just maybe like your arm goes to sleep, your leg goes to sleep. Maybe their conscience went to sleep, or maybe something else went to sleep. They didn't feel anything. You know, Paul was persecuting Christians and said he felt all right about it. Didn't all good conscience, but he was wrong. But now, you are not to check your feelings by your feelings. Now, we make great mistakes when you do that. I'm repeating here because I want to emphasize it. You are not to check your feelings by your feelings. There are certain checks that you ought to make on your life. First, are you saved? You say you are? Well, how do you know? Well, I was converted. How do you know? Well, I got on my knees and asked Jesus to save me, and I'm saved. Well, now, that may be true, but how do you know you're saved? Well, he said if I'd come to him, he'd save me. That's what he said. And, now you're talking. He said, him to come to me, I'll no wise cast out. That's right. And you came to him? All right. You have his word? Yes. All right, now you're operating on his word, aren't you? Yes. All right, suppose a man tells you that he's deposited some money down at the bank for you, and several thousand dollars, and tells you just what it is, and says, now, whenever you want to write a check, just go ahead and draw on it. It's now there for you. Well, now, if you believe that man, naturally you feel a little comfortable, don't you? Yes, sir, I feel like I can meet my obligations now. Well, that's good. You feel pretty comfortable about it. All right, now, you feel all right, but suppose you go down there and draw a check, and the man says it's not here. All right. How would you feel then? Well, you'd feel bad, wouldn't you? Yeah, but God never takes his money out after he deposits it and says it's yours. He tells you on the condition on which you can get that money out of his bank, and he tells you the condition on which you can get this blessing and that blessing and the other blessing. And he tells you that he gave you power to do what he wants you to do. He makes that all clear to you. But you have this assurance, blessed assurance. See, Jesus is mine. What is my assurance? Well, I have the assurance of his word. God tells me that Jesus said he'd go and prepare a place for me. And he said when he got everything fixed up, he'd come back to get me. Same one that said he'd save me if I'd come to him and said he'd be with me all the time. Gave me all those promises that he never breaks. I don't see him up in heaven fixing my room, but he's fixing it all right. Someday I'll be up there. He'll come get me and take me home. I know that. Well, that makes me pretty happy, doesn't it, you? Things get hard in this world. But it's assurance. It's blessed assurance. Somebody said, well, I'm not bothered about that. I'm bothered about what's the will of God for my life. You are. Well, now, that's interesting. You ought to want to know the will of God for your life. He that willeth do his will shall know of the doctrine. So if you want to know, you can know. What's God's will for you? Well, God has a will for you. And you know, you pray the Lord's Prayer. Or do you just say the Lord's Prayer? So many of us just say it. We join in, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We just say it. We don't know what we're saying half the time, some of them. But did you ever get out and say, now, Lord, I want your will for my life. I want your will for my life. Well, I know God's will is clear on some things. I know if I've sinned, it's his will to forgive me. So I say, I'm sorry now, I've sinned. And I confess my sins and I want you to forgive me. And I know it's his will to do it. Then I know it's his will to guide me. He said so. He said if I'd commit my will in him, he'd direct my path. See? Yes, he promised that. And Jesus said that he's a shepherd that looks out after the sheep. I understand that, you know. If I go astray, he goes and tries to find me and bring me back. You know, you're a shepherd will do that. All right, and he picks me up and comes home rejoicing with me. All of those things are wonderful. But, you know, so many people say, I just don't know what the will of God is for my life. What am I going to know about it? Well, wait till the issue comes. Wait till the issue comes. What's the will of God for you today? Now, let's face today. Let's don't face tomorrow now. What's God's will for you right now in the next 30 minutes? Ask God that. Start in to doing now what you know you ought to do day by day, step by step down the road. Now, if you'll do that, you'll be ready for the crisis. A man that goes down the road of life on faith and believing the word of God will come to the point. First place, get you a few fundamentals fixed up. I'll never forget in my life when I reached a point that the two biggest words in the English language were those two little words, do right. Do right. Now, the first question to ask about anything when you come to a point in life, a crisis, or come where the road parts, is what's right. Now, just what's the right thing to do. Now, don't be egotistical and think you know it all. Some people are that way. Some people are just so cocksure about what they know. Now, don't do that. Don't go at it that way. Walk humbly before God. You have to be teachable, because God says an humble and contrite heart he will not despise. Now, don't go back there and say, oh, I know what's right. Well, do you know what's right? Now, if you know what's right, then do you know how to do what's right? You know, sometimes it's just as important to know how to do what's right as it is to know what's right. It's not right to do right in the wrong way. You might do something right and do it in the wrong way. Now, what's the right thing to do about every issue that comes up? He that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin, is the clear teaching of the Word of God. All right, now, is it right to do wrong? No. Is it right to believe the Bible and give money to something that's contrary to the Bible? Is it right to support a preacher that doesn't read the Bible? Is it right to support a movement with your money when some of them read the Bible and some of them don't? You know it isn't right. Anybody that's got any conscience at all, a Christian conscience, knows right from wrong in particular matters of that kind. And it's weakness to give in. Sometimes you may not be sure. But you know, I've learned that you can borrow a brain. That's a great comfort to me. You can borrow a brain, but you can't borrow a character. But the trouble about it, so many people don't know where to borrow a brain. They go off to borrow a brain, and they find out they think they've borrowed some brain when they haven't borrowed anything but a lot of fool ideas. How are you going to borrow a brain? Well, if I ask a man what he thinks about something, and he tells me something contrary to the Bible, then I don't borrow his brain at all. Now, I go to some man that's a Bible-believing Christian, and a man who lives what he says. If he knows more than I do, I ask him. Now, there are a lot of things. For instance, I might start to a town, and there might be two roads that I could travel, either one of them. But God has a will about the road I travel. God Almighty says the steps of a good man are ordered of God. If I'm God's man, surrender to him. He has a will about the road I travel. There are two roads there. I might get to the town going either one of them, but God has a will. God has a will about everything in your life. God has a will about what you pay for a hat. God has a will about the man you marry. God has a will about the person you date. God has a will. God has a will about what you give your children to eat. God has a will about everything. We're to use our minds. We're to be as intelligent as possible. But when I want to know God's will, if there's a principle involved, I may ask somebody what he thinks about this thing. And then when he gets through with it, I might ask him, what does the Bible say about it? What does the Bible say about it? Now, I might come up here and ask a man, there are two roads up here to a certain town. Yes, which road would you recommend? One's as good as the other, both well-paved, nice. Well, then what do? I said, now, Lord, you have two roads, and they're both good and smooth roads. Now, guide me, Lord, and give me the will. And he said if I'd commit my way on him, he'd direct me, and so I'd get on the right road, see. You know, there's nothing in Christianity that would mean that a man can't use good common sense about everything. There's nothing in that. The fellow that has the most common sense is a Christian. The biggest fools in the world are people that think they can get by without God. That's what that old rich fool that planted his crop and made a big harvest and the neighbor sold tares in there and all that kind of situation. He is a fool because he didn't have a God consciousness. He never said, I look to God for help and look to God for rain, look to God for guidance. All he said is, my soul do so and so, my soul do so. Talk so wise. I meet folks like that all the time. I meet folks sometime that talk about business, you know. I have respect for businessmen. I tried to be a pretty good businessman myself. And you've got to figure business in this world the best you can. Some things you have to figure. But, you know, nobody can tell you exactly what the future is except to make the best preparation you can under circumstances because nobody knows what's going to happen. Lord says that. He said, don't say I'll do so-and-so. Say I'll do so-and-so tomorrow if it's the will of God. Always back to the will of God. If the will of God is supreme in your life, and you desire above everything else to do what he wants you to do, and you have a Bible and you can read it, or can get somebody to read it to you, you won't go wrong in this world. If you make what the world calls a mistake, God Almighty will overrule it. If your supreme desire is to do the will of God, he will guide you along the road of life, and you can find out his will and his way, and he'll lead you to victory along the road of his purpose. May God help us to see it and realize that the Bible is his handbook, and the Holy Spirit's the author of it, and the Holy Spirit indwells in our bodies and guides us, and if we'll look up to God in a practical way, he'll show us in the Bible what we should do. Our Heavenly Father, help us to love thy word and to magnify thy word and to be true to thy word and to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ as he set forth in the Bible and put him first in all the things we do. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.